So, we start off our Shemar Esrei, as we know, with the pasuk of saying Hashem Sfasai Tiftachu Piyakiyu Tilasecha, right? That we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should open up my lips, you should open up my mouth, and from my mouth I should say your praise. Okay, so the core for this is in the Gemara Brachos, Daf Dalam and Beis, where the Gemara is discussing how are we able to say brachos in between Shema and Shemon Esrei, because we know we're trying to be Somech Geulah L'Tfilah. The redemption, the idea of redemption of Geulah, we talk about in the brachos, right? In the brachos, but then we add Baruch Hashem Elohim Amen, and then the Gemara goes to ask, well, if we're trying to be Somech Geulah L'Tfilah, so how are we allowed to add in Hashem Sfasai Tiftach? Because Rabbi Yochanan says that you're allowed to say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach because it's Ketfila Arech Tadamiyah, sorry, Ketfila Arech Tadamiyah. Because Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is like a tefillah. So you're not being mafsik between your geula and your tefillah. That's adding in the tefillah. So that is being Somech geula the tefillah. Okay? See, this pasuk is not just quoting a pasuk of Tehillim. That pasuk is part of our tefillah. It's not just a hakdama to Shemona Esrei where we're saying something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, get ready, here's my davening. That Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is the actual tefillah itself. And to even strengthen this, the Taz says that when we say this pasuk, we say, Nira Tam Azed, Devishlam Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, Tzarach Shayomar, why do we say that pasuk? Kidei Sheyazolo Hashem Yisparach, Li Tein Lo Kavanas Halev, that we want to be able to have kavanah in our hearts to daven, so we say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, so we're ready for our tefillah, for our davening. Okay, so this is what we have to understand. We know that tefillah is an avodah shebalev, right? Ezo hi avodah shebalev. What is this avodah shebalev? Zohu hi tefillah. Famous Rashi, right? So we know that tefillah is avodah shebalev. It's something that comes from our hearts. And we know that, just logically. What is davening? Davening is something that comes from the heart. It's not about the words we say. If I sit here and I mumble words, am I davening? Am I saying Shemoneh Esrei? No, it's about the kavanah. It's about the emotion and the feel that we put into the Shemoneh Esrei, right? So if that's the case, if we have to pick a pasuk to open up our tefillah, why would we say Hashem Sifasai Tiftach Ufi Agid Tilasecha? Why would I say Hashem open up my lips and my mouth so I could say your praise? Why wouldn't I say open up my heart? I don't know Tehillim Baal Peh, but off the top of my head, Shivchi Kamayim Libeich. I don't know, something along those lines. Talk about our hearts, talk about our emotions. Why are we asking Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, open up my mouth so I can speak the words, when we know Tefillah is an Avodah Shevalev. Okay? And if we're Meduyok in the words of the Taz, because the Taz says that what's our kavana when we say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, that what? Tzarach Shayomar Kedei Sheyazo Lo Hashem Yisparach Li Tein Lo Kavanas Halev Lehispala. That we're saying Hashem Sefasai Tiftach so he can give me Kavanas Halev. Dafka Kavanas Halev, he says. But that's not the pasuk of Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. So how does that fit? Why are we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open up our lips? Okay? When it really should be open up our hearts. Let us have the emotion. Let us feel davening. Okay? Question number one. Question number two. Let's go to the very soul of what davening is all about. Okay? Why do we even have to daven? Right? The famous question. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what my needs are. If it's something that I need, he'll give it to me. If it's something that I don't need, he won't give it to me. Why is my asking for it? Why is there a purpose to that? It's almost a five-year-old child asks their mom, can I please have that sharp knife? So the mom's not going to give it. Why is the child even bothering to ask? Right? So that's a famous question about davening. Okay? Now let's take it a step further. Even let's say there is some kind of reason for us to daven, which obviously there is, and we're going to get to it. Let's say there is some kind of reason, and there is a purpose behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu requiring us to ask for our needs. Why do we have to say it at all? Why can't we have a meditation type of tefillah where I basically close my eyes, I think very deep, concentrated thoughts of what I need and what I want in my life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can read my thoughts just as easy as he could hear my words. Why isn't it enough for me to just concentrate and think? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want this, I need this. And if I'm thinking that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what I'm thinking. So why do I have to say the words at all? But we know what's the halacha. The halacha is that we have to move our lips. We have to say the words enough that we can hear what we're saying, but that no one else around us can hear. Okay? So these are the questions that, these are questions we have to understand. Number one, why do we daven for Hashem Sivasai Tiftach if tefillah is an avodah shebalev? Number two, why are we even davening in the first place? And even, we're going to come up with the reason why we're davening, but why can't we just think? And why can't we just concentrate in our hearts and understand this is why Kosh Baruch Hu wants me to daven? This is what I'm davening, this is what I'm concentrating on. And Kosh Baruch Hu knows, and that's it. I don't have to say any words. Okay? All right. So let's understand. So this idea is found in the Michtam Eliyahu in Chelak Dalet, page 60, around there. I saw a very similar idea, at least the beginning of the Mahalik, in Rav Aaron Cutler's Sefer, I don't remember where I saw it, but I definitely saw it in Rav Aaron Cutler's Mishnah Shavi Aaron. Okay? They both quote the same pasuk, the pasuk that says, Mesir Azno Mishmoa Torah, Gam Tfiloso Toeva. That if a person turns his ear away from hearing Torah, so even his davening becomes a to'eva, becomes abhorrent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So obviously we know not learning Torah is not a good thing. And let's just be very meduic. In the pasuk it says, Mesir Azno Mishmor Torah, that a person davka turns away from learning. It doesn't mean a person who doesn't learn. We all have our responsibilities, we all have our achrayos, Derech Eretz Kadmo HaTorah, we have to be involved in the world, we have to earn our panasa. Granted, this is someone who's dafka mesir osno, who literally turns away from learning and doesn't want to have any part in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So a person who does that, his tefillah is a to'eva. But what's the connection? Why can't I not learn and turn away from learning, but still daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? If there are, call it two different parts of Avodas Hashem, where we have davening and we have learning, so why isn't it enough for me to just dav into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for me to rely on Him as being the source of everything, for me to have that amun and bitachon in Hashem? But on the other hand, Torah is just—it's just not for me. I don't want to do learning. Learning is just not for me. What's the connection? Why can't I daven without learning? So Dessler and Avraham Kaller both explain the same idea. It's as follows: When we daven, what are we asking for? Think about it, what are we asking for? Let's say we're asking for parnasa, okay? Which is a very common tefillah, right? I want to, even we're davening to do well in our classes, in our midterm, in the finals. We want to get good grades. Why do we want to get good grades? Because we want to get into grad school. We want to get a good job. We want to earn our parnasa. Why do we want to earn our parnasa? So that's what we have to ask ourselves. Is it because I want to be involved in the Gashmius? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I understand that if I want to drive around a BMW, so you're the one who's going to give me the BMW, and I really want that BMW. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, please let me do well in my classes, let me get into good grad school, let me do well so I can drive the BMW. So now, on the one hand, it is a good milah because I'm recognizing that without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can't get that BMW, right? On the other hand, is it really tefillah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to say that I want Gashmius? Let's talk about anything else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want slicha. I want forgiveness. Why do I want forgiveness? I want forgiveness because I'm scared of the punishment, because I'm suffering right now and I want you to take away the suffering. Which again is a good thing. It's a good thing. We're recognizing where the suffering comes from. We're hearing the musar of our suffering. And we want the forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you see the difference between davening for forgiveness for that and saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me slicha because I see how it's interfering with my avodas Hashem. Because I can't sit and learn with a clear mind, because there's this tumma that's surrounding my neshama. It's two very different mindsets. It's two totally different levels. Granted, we're not talking about someone who's just saying, I just want money because I just want money and I'm not even really davening to God. Okay, we're not even talking about that low of a level. We're just talking about, on the one hand, someone who recognizes that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and wants certain things. So if a person is davening for that, so then, yeah, what does Torah have anything to do with tefillah? Because the person is davening because he wants his parnasa, he wants his health, he wants whatever he wants, because he wants that for its own gashmiyah sake. But real tefillah, real davening, is me turning to our Kadosh Baruch Hu and saying, God, I want a parnasa because I want to be able to sit and learn benachas without having the struggles and the pressures of not being able to survive. I want to have a parnasa so I can provide for my family, so I can send my children to a yeshiva, so I can give tzedakah, so I can do acts of chesed. That's why I want to have a parnasa. If I'm davening because of that, and there's a complete and total ruchnius aspect and perspective to my davening, so then what's the connection between that and Torah? Because how could I possibly look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I want everything that I'm asking you for and specifically for my Avodas Hashem, but then turn to the Torah and turn away from it? It's a complete and total contradiction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need this because I want it for my Avodas Hashem. But your Torah, no, move that away. It doesn't fit. Within our tefillah, within davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right way, is the assumption that I'm going to do all the other parts of my Avodas Hashem in a proper sense. Okay? You guys here? Make sense? Everyone's good? Okay. The way the Michtam Yahu says it, you just have to hear these words. Because from there what comes out, that once we've established the fact that we have to understand that the whole purpose of my davening is that it has to be for a pure ruchnius reasons, so then I can't possibly turn to the Torah and turn away from it and ignore it. So then there in and of itself becomes the challenge of davening. In what? Why am I davening? Am I fully cognizant, do I fully recognize the fact that what I am davening for is not for my own selfish needs, but rather to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a better way? So the way the Michtam Yahu says it, v'she'ifa zu, this she'ifa, this yearning to be better Ovdei Hashem, zohi hi tefilaso, that in and of itself is the tefillah. Granted, it comes in different manifestations. It comes in manifestation of parnasa, of refuah, of slicha, of shema kolenu, of just asking for our general tefillahs, of everything that we're possibly asking for. So it has different... it has different outcomes of what we're actually davening for, but it all stems back, it all stems from the fact that I'm davening for to be able to be Oved Hashem in a better way. So again, that's the makor of our davening, that's where it has to come from. So that's why we can't look at the Torah and say, well, I'm going to daven, but I'm going to avoid the Torah. Our davening is for Avodas Hashem, and that's why we're asking for all of these things, so we can't possibly turn away from the Torah. That's why Meser Azno Mashmir Torah Gam Tfilaso Toeva. Okay? So now, why do we have to daven? Why can't we just say, well, whatever's good for me, God will give me. Whatever's not good for me, God won't give me. What's the Shiloh? Why? God knows, even say it a different way, God knows what I'm going to ask for. Right? So why do you even have to bother asking? God knows what I'm going to ask for. So now, if this is what davening is, does God know what we're asking for? If davening is she'ifa zuhi hi tefilaso, if this yearning to be a better Oved Hashem is our tefillah, does God know what that tefillah is going to be? I don't think so. Why not? Because that's hakol b'dei shamayim chus me'yirat shamayim. That's within ourselves to make that decision of why am I davening. If I'm davening purely because I want the gashmius, so then that's my decision to make. That's not in Hashem's hands. He doesn't know what I'm going to say then. That's my decision. That's my Yirah Shemayim, to turn to Hashem and to say, give me the money so I can get the car, or give me the money because I want to be able to sit and learn. That's HaKol B'Dei Shemayim, Chutz Mi Yirah Shemayim. That's my decision to raise my level of Yirah Hashem, that I am going to ask for these things only for the proper reason. Okay? So now, we've solved the problem of why it is that we can't just assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we want. We can't just assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us what's good for us. No, because that's where we have to take a step back and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm in charge of everything. When it comes to Yirah Shamayim, that's what you guys have to decide. And by understanding the fact that our tefillah is purely us deciding what our Avodas Hashem is going to be, so from there we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits to hear what we're going to say and how we're going to say it. Just to add a little bit of a tangential point, with this in mind, again, knowing that we're only davening in a ruchnius way, so Aaron Cutler explains, I've seen him say this in a few different places, so he says that, that's in Michtam Eliyahu, right, I believe that comes from Rav Dessler, that he says that for a person to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, when we're asking for our gashmius needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm struggling this year, my panasa is not good, my health. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really need $1 billion. I really need $1 billion. That's a chutzpah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my health isn't so good, I've been suffering a little bit lately. I really need you to make me a world-class athlete. I really need that. That's a chutzpah, right? No one would ever do that. It's a person walking around collecting for tzedakah, and when you give them $1, $10, $20, saying, listen, just give me $1 million. It's a chutzpah, and no one would ever do that. When we ask for our gashmias needs, instinctively, what do we ask for? We ask only for what we need. I assume none of us are going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, give me $1 billion. We're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the parnasa that I need so that I can just live my life benachas. But there's one area that we are allowed to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not have any limits to what we're asking for, and that's for ruchnius. We can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, make me the greatest possible Ovid Hashem that I can possibly be. And that's not a chutzpah at all. Gashmias, yes, you can't do that. When it comes to ruchnius, we can ask for whatever we want. Because the whole point of it is to be Ovid Hashem. Because we're turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're showing him what we want and why we want it. It's the why we want it part that's so important. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to see. He doesn't know that until we make that decision. Okay. This is the transitioning mindset thing. It's forgot everything that I wanted to say. Okay, so anyway, so that solves the first couple of questions. Now, why is it that we can't just think about the thoughts and we have to say them out loud? Right. So this brings us to a point right now where, okay, so we have to daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what we want to say, what we are going to say. That's up to us. We have to make the decision. We have to daven for ruchnius reasons, to become better over the Hashem, for everything we need with that perspective. Okay, so why can't I just think it? Why do I have to say the words? So here's what Rav Dessler explains. He says, I'm just going to read his words. Ki biyosa adam gashmi, and this is in explaining a Maharal, that because we are physical beings, okay, we live in a physical, tangible world. Kol ma shenisha rak b'machshava, whatever remains purely in our thoughts, einenu emes etzlo. It's not emes. There's no existence to it. It's great. It's very nice that I'm thinking something, that I'm feeling a certain emotion, but we live in a physical, tangible world. Harayanu rom shekol chisaron she'adam etzar elov be'emes, that we see with our eyes, anything that a person really has pain over, that they're lacking, hu motzio be'peh, a person has to say it with their mouths. Ha'adam mogdar ki chai medaber, that we are, what are we? We are chai medaber, we are speaking beings. Ruach memalala, that Unglus explains, that we are created, the difference between us and all the other creations of the world, is that we are Ruach Mamala, we have the ability to speak. So for something to remain in our hearts, to remain purely as an emotion, it doesn't mean anything. It just as an emotion. It doesn't exist in this physical world yet. It only exists, it only comes into being once we say the words. That gives it a physical, not tangible, but in terms of comparing it to bringing it into the Gashmi's world, so it's only once we speak it that it becomes that Gashmi, that tangible sense, that it's really not just staying in our hearts. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take. When we say Hashem Sifasai Tiftach, why are we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open up our lips purely for that to be Ufi Agi Tilasecha, from there to be the praise? Because the first step starts from our hearts. That's where we have to make the decision. We want certain things, we have certain needs, we have certain emotions. But we don't know, we don't yet know, why do we want those things? How is it going to come out? What's going to be the result of that yearning, of that lacking that we have? So what makes that decision? At what point do we make that decision? When we say the words. Because it's at that point that our thoughts and our emotions only then become our real tefillos. It's not a tefillah until we say it with our mouths. Only at that point. So we could even be meduyok in the ending of Shemoneh Esrei. How do we end off Shemoneh Esrei? Yihyu ratzon imrei fi, v'hegyon libi lefanecha. Right? We say that the words of my mouth, Yilaratzon, and be favorable to you, the hegel nibila fanecha, and the thoughts that are in my heart. But it has to be the words first. That's what we're saying. Because it's in that transition, look at that, we tied everything in, it's in that transition that we take from the thoughts and the emotions that we're feeling, and we speak those words, only then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is why he wants it, so now we can see if we're going to answer his tefillos or not. But that's our decision, that's our point in davening. When we take our three steps back in Shemoneh Esrei, all the Sfarim say the same idea. We take three steps back in Shemoneh Esrei, we have to stop for a second. We can't just go right into davening. You can't just go right into a tefillah, you can't do it. You have to stop. You have to make that transition. You have to make that transition from saying, I'm in the physical world, and we're almost putting ourselves right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish to a point where no one's allowed to walk in front of me. There's no other mitzvah in the world like that. If I'm shaking a lulav, can someone sit right in front of me? Yeah, of course. If I'm wearing tefillin, is someone allowed to sit right next to me? Yeah, that's no problem. But when I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei, you can't be sitting right there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting right there. We're Mamish standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our thoughts and our emotions. And he's waiting to see what are we going to say and how are we going to say it. It's at that point where we say, Hashem Sifasai Tiftach, that open up my lips, open up my mouth, Ufi Yagid, and my mouth will say, Tilasecha, your praise. Not my own needs, not the things that I want, but only because I want those things, because it's Tilasecha for your praise. So we should all be able to have this understanding, to be able to understand the things that we want and the things that we need in our lives are really for to be bettering in our avodas Hashem, to constantly strengthen ourselves, to be able to daven with real kavana, and then to also turn to the Torah and understand that if I'm davening with kavana, I also have to learn in a better way, and that way HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer all our tefillos to Tova. So, Yishkoach, guys.